The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden, and your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. If you ever feel like you're stagnant in your spiritual life, if you feel like you're standing still, running in place, slipping backwards, falling into the same sins again and again, if you wonder what's going wrong, it always helps to go back to the basics. And you just heard them. Your spiritual life is a table that stands on three legs: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. All three are needed. If one of them is lacking, the whole table falls over. Now, for most of us, the problem isn't that one of the three legs is lacking. Certainly not for daily mass types. The problem for most of us is that one of the three legs is wobbly and loose, not as strong as it should be. One of the three, or two of the three legs, is usually neglected. And that's why your spiritual table wobbles. So today, let's take a look at the one leg of the three that's the most neglected of all, and that is almsgiving. Most neglected of the spiritual basics of all. Everybody knows they're supposed to give alms, but they don't know what it means, and they're not quite sure what to do, so let's take a closer look. Most people think that almsgiving means giving money, writing a check to the church or to charity. And don't get me wrong, almsgiving can certainly be that. But almsgiving is much deeper than that. When Jesus uses the word almsgiving here in the Gospel of Matthew, the actual Greek word that he speaks is eleemosune. And that has a root word that's very important. That root word is eleos. Real important word in the New Testament, used 13 times. And eleos means mercy that compels you to compassion and to reach out to help. If you want a perfect example of eleos, think of the Good Samaritan, right? He sees someone who's in need, compels him to help. And if you say that word frequently enough, eleos, eleos, you can see how it's the root of our word alms. I mean, it literally morphed straight from Greek through Old English into our modern contemporary usage. And it's this idea of eleos that led Pope John Paul II to give what I think is the definitive understanding of almsgiving. He said, "Almsgiving is when you give in abundance from that which you treasure the most to alleviate the need of somebody else." Let's say that again. Almsgiving is when you give generously from what you treasure most to alleviate someone's need. And that means that if you want to give alms, two things you need to remember: awareness of somebody else's needs and a willingness to sacrifice. So almsgiving always begins with an awareness of somebody else's needs. You've got job to do, you got work to do, don't get me wrong, but part of our task as Christians throughout the day is to keep our eyes open, to look, to see what's, to anticipate what somebody else out there needs. I'll give you an example of that. If you've ever suffered the loss in your family of somebody, if ever anyone in your family has ever died, close relative or friend, I'm sure you've heard it many, many, many times, more times than you can count, people who come up to you and say, just let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Anything I can do to help, just let me know. A little word of advice this morning. Never say that to someone who's just experienced death in the family. Never say, just let me know. Because then the burden's on them. They got to pick up the phone, give you a call, and tell you, hey, remember when you told me if you need anything, well, you know, now I need... And they're not going to do that. Instead, be aware. Maybe you look in their fridge, you realize they're out of milk, you're on your way to the store, you get an extra carton of milk, you say, here, got this for you. Be aware. Almsgiving begins with awareness. And if you're not aware, if you don't know, it's okay to ask, but insist that your asking is something you can follow through on. Little story along these lines. I know a priest told me that one morning he's sitting at his rectory, sipping his morning coffee, when suddenly the other priest in the house walks up to him and says, is there anything I can do to make your burden lighter today? And the priest says, I almost fell out of my chair. Because nobody had ever asked that before. But that's awareness, right? That's where almsgiving begins. But it's followed up by the second part, and that is sacrifice. Because if you're going to give alms, you're going to give away something you could have kept for yourself. And when you sacrifice, it's important, it's only fair to remember, you are not unlimited. You have limited time, you have limited energy, you have limited resources. The way I like to think about this is, tell yourself this, every yes is a no, and every no is a yes. Such that if I say yes to you for a request, I must necessarily say no to everybody else. And I have to keep that in mind. And if I say no to you, it's only because I've already said yes to somebody else, and I can't be in two places at once. Every no is a yes. Every yes is a no. I like to think of it as spiritual triage. You all know what triage is, right? You're out there on the battlefield. Maybe there's 10 wounded soldiers and only one medic. Well, he has to perform triage, which means he can't be everything to everybody. He has to figure out what's the greatest need and try to serve the greatest needs first. In your spirit of sacrifice, remember, it's okay to do spiritual triage. And the most important of all the things you can give away, of course, is your time. How do you spell love? T-I-M-E. That's what time and effort is what we treasure the most. It's much more costly than writing a check. So if you want to shore up your spiritual table, if you want to be an almsgiver, please remember the two components of almsgiving: awareness and sacrifice. Jesus was aware of what we needed most, and so sacrificed himself on the cross. And it's the imitation of Christ that gives almsgiving its spiritual power. Of course, the most perfect almsgiving of all is that which is done in secret, known only to you and your heavenly Father. But don't you worry, your Father, who sees what is secret, will repay you. Amen.